TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
69, dudes!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! Do you want to nominate TanCast as Best Comedy Podcast at PodcastAwards.com, but you don't want to leave the other categories blank? Can you not think of other great podcasts to add in all the other great categories? Well, you're in luck. Just follow this link to the show notes.
69, dudes!
And you'll find a list of a lot of great podcasts that would fit in a lot of other great categories. Podcasts like Mousestalgia, Netcot, Distorted View, Smodcast, Stuff You Should Know, and many, many more. So many podcasts, you might find a new great podcast to listen to. So good that you stop listening to this podcast. You know what? Maybe you don't want to follow that link. Maybe you just want to vote for TanCast and that'll be the end of it. Yeah. Can we just start the show?
Ladies and gentlemen, and people watching at home, let's get ready to TanCast!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the big fat boa in your mouth.
Ow, oh, that hurt.
Delicious.
What did you do?
I laughed and I felt it hurt my wound.
Your war wound? Your war wound from not taking care of your teeth? Man down!
No, I would say the war wound for not taking care of his teeth was all of the times that he scratched up the inside of his cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say this is a war wound from taking care of his cheek.
Well, this is true.
How you like
good,
them
good
apples?
Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's booty up above.
What?
What the fuck?
There's booty up above.
Yes, and I heard suddenly... you. Why'd you sing it?
Oh, because I greeted him. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Oh, so the natural response to Lionel Richie is Billy Ocean? What the fuck? How is this logical? How did you just go, oh, well, naturally, I sang Lionel Richie, so he's going to sing Billy Ocean. Now, Tim, it is your turn to sing Michael McDonald. That is how these fucking things work.
They're both 80s singers. That's all you need. Suddenly... realize we're in love. Or something like that. I don't know.
You wake up and suddenly you're in love.
Hey, you, get into my car. How about that? Is that better for you, Tim?
No!
That's Billy Ocean.
I know it's both Billy Ocean.
Well, I'm sick with the same artist. Aren't you happy?
No, you started with Lionel Richie.
All right, but he went to Billy
I
Ocean.
I turned it into
and
Billy,
I
Ocean.
To Billy Ocean. Come on. Come on, Tim. Cut some slack.
I can't. My brain is hemorrhaging from the lack of logic.
Did you listen to the new Smodcast yet?
Oh, well, fuck yes, I listened to the new... What are you, who are you talking
to? Sometimes you save them up so you can jerk off, you know, while you're in public when you listen to them. I don't know.
Why do I need a Smodcast to jerk off in public?
You tell me, dude. You're the one doing it.
I'm not doing it. You're the one who's making up this fictitious scenario.
It was a good one. It was funny.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Scott Mosier was funny. Although, the one where they're reading the book of the Smodcast was a bit confusing to me. Because I couldn't tell what they were adding, because I didn't remember that well, and what they were just... Like, I think sometimes they were breaking out of the book, it seemed like.
But not very often.
Okay.
Because I went back and listened to that episode right afterwards, and it was most amusing to compare and contrast.
Okay.
Andy, they switched roles. Like, they Smodcast came out with a book where they just basically transcribed the Smodcast, so then they switched roles and Scott read Kevin's part and Kevin read Scott's part. Very amusing.
Yes, it was.
Ah, oh, we should have done that for TanCast 69.
Read each other's parts?
Yes. Like, we should have just all written down words on our penises, taken pictures, emailed them to each other, and read each other's parts.
There's still time. Get your cameras out and a pen.
I got a pen.
Oh, yeah. Cock in the house.
Caribbean queen. Now we're sharing the same dream. and our hearts will be as one.
No more love with my buns.
I was doing more Billy Ocean. I thought that was everybody wanted to hop on board the Billy Ocean train.
That train has sailed, Tim. What are you talking about? This is 2009, dude. What the fuck?
Trains don't sail!
If you put them on a boat, they do.
No! They ride on a boat while the boat sails!
They're sailing.
They're not sailing!
They're sailing.
They're not sailing!
Alright, how about this, Tim? When I'm on a boat and it sails, I call that I went sailing. What do you say?
You're
about
a person.
That,
you're not an inanimate object.
So, inanimate objects can sail?
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Nope.
If you're just a passenger on a boat sailing, if you don't move the whole time, you still sailed.
That's because you're doing something. You're a person doing something. An inanimate object is by its nature inanimate, and so it cannot do anything, so it is not sailing. Nailed it.
That doesn't matter.
It does.
Anything can sail.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
It cannot.
It can. How can an inanimate object... What defines sailing? Just being not an inanimate object?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Or in a boat that's sailing. That's sailing.
Nope.
I'm on a boat.
All right, this show is quickly steering towards disaster. Let's steer it back towards Tan Laughs so we don't forget this week like we did last week.
Tan Laughs!
All right, I'm going to do one from Todd.
Good old Todd. Hey, Todd.
Yeah. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, Todd? Yeah.
All right. Todd, get comfortable. Take off your pants and jacket.
What?
Oh, you little scallywag, you, Andy.
A distinguished young woman on a flight from Ireland asked the priest beside her, "Father, may I ask a favor?" "Of course, child. What may I do for you?" Nothing that says the father...
Oh, it's so silly, like a charm.
Nothing says the father has a shitty Irish accent. I just thought I'd throw that in there. And then the woman says, "Well, I bought an expensive woman's electronic hairdryer for my mother's birthday that is unopened and well over the custom limits, and I'm afraid they'll confiscate it. Is there any way you could carry it through customs for me, under your robe, perhaps?" "I would love to help you, dear, but I must warn you, I will not lie. With your honest face, father, no one will question you." When they got to customs, she let the priest go ahead of her. The official asked, "Father, do you have anything to declare?" "From the top of my head down to my waist, I have nothing to declare." The official thought this answer strange, so he asked, "And what do you have to declare from your waist to the floor?" "I have a marvelous instrument designed to be used by a woman, which to date is unused." Roaring with laughter, the official said, "Go ahead, father. Ha 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 ha. Oh, it's penis."
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you.
I thought the lady was going to come up and then she was going to do something too. Anyways.
Like suck his dick?
I don't know.
No one wanted the full conclusion of the story with the mother opening the present.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, too many loose ends are wrapped up. I feel like I'm watching an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Which he is not particularly known for leaving loose ends. He actually ties up his loose ends with a shitty twist, but you know, what are you gonna do?
What a twist.
What's a twist? How about that Lost series? How about that? There's all loose ends right now.
There you go. I feel like I'm watching Lost. There you go. Joke funny now.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Alright, so I can do a couple. I'm sticking with my offensive funny jokes. Try this again. A horse walks
Wow,
into
that
a-
one's really good. Just one syllable.
A horse. Funniest joke ever.
I just picture people telling that joke. Oh, dude, I heard this funny joke. Horse. Tell your friends.
Alright. A horse walks into a bar, and a bartender says, "Why the long face?" The horse replies, "I have Down syndrome."
Oh, jeez.
No, sir.
You know what's doubly bad about that? There's a Down syndrome walk going on right now.
Oh, really?
Wait a second.
Hey, yeah, I've been saying the bad people.
Stephanie and Danelle are volunteering right this moment.
I have one more.
I have too many jokes about Down syndrome walk.
Of course you do.
Oh, my God. People replied to these. Okay. So this is like... Like, I guess people commented on the original joke. So, what's black on top and white on bottom?
I don't know what.
Rape.
Oh.
What's blue and doesn't fit?
I don't know.
A dead epileptic. I don't know.
Awful.
What's black and blue,
awful,
red, and says no?
I don't know.
The 12-year-old in my trunk. What's black and white and red all over?
I don't know.
A nun with a spear through her forehead. How do you stop a black man from raping a woman?
Oh, God.
Throw him a basketball.
Now, I think Kobe Bryant disproves that claim.
Zing-a-ding-doo.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right, this is the last one. 10 black dudes were raping a German girl, and she started shouting, "Nine! Nine!" So one of them left.
Now, you see, that right there, that's just courteous behavior.
that's just good manners.
Yeah.
Except for calling him out as black, that joke's not particularly offensive. I mean, other than the fact that it's a rape joke, and rape jokes aren't generally cool.
I think it's supposed to be like, hey, black people are dumb, but like, all right, not everyone knows German. And the fact that nine means no.
I think enough people know it that you get the gist.
Maybe. I think it's a weak premise, I would say.
Yeah, well, I'd say that the other people don't know it, just get a totally different joke.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Tim, can you read my part?
I will kill you.
How do you wrap it around your finger?
For the listening audience, Andy just sent us a picture of his goddamn penis.
But he has it wrapped around his finger like a thumb ring or some shit, dude. Jesus Christ.
What, would you have preferred I took a picture of it hard for you?
But
no.
Jesus, dude.
I left the tip out of the picture.
Thanks. So
all you
much.
Got is veiny middle
meat. Oh, my God.
All right, read a joke, Andy. Let's get out of this segment.
I think that was my sandwich. I made you guys look at my penis. Oh, I'm so proud of myself right now.
Have you been doing this whole time? You've been like, all right, let me get the pin out. Let me wrap it around my thumb, write on it, take a picture.
As soon as I said something about, we should read each other's parts, and I said, I've got a pen and my penis right here, Tim said, get out your cameras. And then he made some sort of vague threat against me. I'm like, oh, well, now it's definitely got to happen.
Was that taken with your iPhone?
Yes, it was. That's why it's all shit.
How did you put it up on the site? Did you email it to yourself, or did you use the WordPress program?
Technical penis talk on Tancast.
Well, no, what you see is, first I plug my iPhone into my computer.
Okay,
and I used iPhoto to pull it off.
There, that's all I need to know.
Then I just exported a copy, and then I used an FTP program and just stuck it up somewhere random on the site.
I just was wondering
By the way, before anybody goes looking for my penis, it's gone now.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if the image function was working on the WordPress app yet. That's mostly...
Yeah, it works fine.
No. From the iPhone.
Oh, on the iPhone Word app. Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I don't think they got around to fixing it yet.
Curses.
Oh, so I do have an actual tan laugh.
Get the fuck on with it.
First, Tim has to see cervix. Did we talk about that yet? I tricked him into seeing it.
I don't think we did, but Tim did he did inform me that you had tricked him into seeing it.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it after you do your tan laugh.
Okay. A woman walks into a bar and asks the bartender for a double entendre, so he gives it to her.
Wait, say that again? So he what? It to her?
He gave it to her.
So he gave it to her.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of choked on the punchline there because I was still so damn proud of myself.
So, I thought you said gapes it to her.
Yeah, it kind of came out a little wrong there.
I was like...
Sort of ruins the effect, but you know, I'm used to writing jokes.
Anyways, so... Any of the Tancast regulars know, some of the ladies know that we were looking at the Beautiful Cervix Project a couple weeks ago. And
those were some beautiful cervixes.
It was just one cervix, really. And Tim refused to look at it, so I wanted to make him look at it. And I even debated taking a picture of it with my iPhone and sending it to him an MMS message like, oh, an image from Noah, let's see. Jesus Christ. But then before I got around to that, I saw him online, and I just did a URL shortener and just sent him, like, the direct image of one of the cervix thing. And he's like, I hate you. Or what'd you call? You said I'm a bastard or something?
Probably. Who knows what I called you? I called him a naughty name.
He's got some fuzzy memories all around that time frame.
I blocked it all out.
I didn't see the worst one. The one where it's, like, pre- and post-coitus. There's all this stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. Mm. The worst part of the stuff in there is it looks like curdled milk. It looks like the shit that I've poured down my drain before. I'm like, no.
I bet Tim's so glad we got back to this topic.
Goodbye, listeners. I don't mean you're leaving. I mean I am.
I think if they made it this far, they're okay with curdled man seed. So,
like right, I said, I'm not saying they're leaving.
Yep.
You're not okay with curdled man seed, Tim? Come on. Come on, buddy.
Come on. I mean...
Quit.
Come on.
I quit.
You don't
I'm all
quit.
Quitted. I quit.
We'll replace you.
I do know how to quit you.
How about this song? I quit. I quit. Yeah. I quit.
What the fuck?
Quick, Tim. Where's it from?
That thing you do.
What thing I do?
Be fat.
Boom!
Yes. Goes the dynamite.
Boom. You guys are mean to each other.
Right, Noah. You're the ambassador of goodwill on this podcast.
I am. Be nice to each other.
It's full of...
You too.
Noah's is full of...
What accent was that?
Retard.
I don't know.
Be nice to each other.
I can't say it in a weird way.
You can, clearly.
Yeah, see, there you go. Boom goes the dynamite. So, veggies make you have gas, let me tell you.
Yes, this is true. That's why I avoid them.
I've been eating just like mostly veggies all week. I don't think I had any... Oh, I had a Big Mac at one point. But, yeah, I've been farting like a motherfucker.
Supposedly meat and beans, and I don't know, there's some other shit. They don't give you quite the volume, but they, like, enhance the stink. But any sort of veggies will enhance the volume.
Oh, I had volume. It was like... I was like, ooh, that was a good one.
But how was the odor? How was the smell?
Some of it was bad. Some of it didn't smell. It was a pot shot. Pot shoot. Crap shoot. Crap shoot. That's what I'm going at.
That's the one.
It was literally a crap shoot.
But I am down to 225 now, so I don't know if that had anything to do with the veggies.
I think it's just you shat out everything.
I did have some bacon pizza, though. I don't think that helps, but it was delicious.
Oh, probably not.
I had it for dinner and breakfast, and I'll probably have it again because it's huge.
I got something huge for you.
What? Your car?
My penis.
Your penis is not huge.
I have a huge penis.
No, you don't.
That's really not for you, so you're right. You called my bluff. It's for me.
So I have a Tancast topic this week.
Woo! Noah has a Tancast topic!
I've already mentioned it to Tim. I don't think I mentioned it to Andy. The fact that people in general just judge you based on your political affiliation.
Like, shut up, hippie.
So this is why I thought of it. I was on Facebook and someone posted this status message. And I should say the first part is not the part I don't agree with, but what is not a good way to start today? Reading annoying political posts by Republicans on Facebook. How do I have any Republican friends? When did this happen? And I should say this person is a female, is a feminist. So it kind of strikes me as kind of hypocritical that you're going to judge someone based on their political affiliation when you don't want to be judged on your gender.
Well, you can change your political affiliation.
You
true. Just ask Dennis Miller. Boom!
But your political affiliation doesn't define you.
It defines on how you view certain things that are important to certain people, like I would imagine
some
feminists.
Certain things, but not, you know, just because you're Republican doesn't mean you agree with everything that they do, and it doesn't make you a bad person.
No, but it is a choice. It means that you've chosen.
Just because you're Republican doesn't make you a bad person.
Well, because that's almost how, like, she, like, you
no,
know.
No, no, no. It just sounds funny. Like, you know, just because you rape children doesn't mean you didn't also volunteer at the food bank. So let's all calm down. Like, it seems like being Republican is that bad. I mean, not that I would necessarily agree. Oh, there went three more listeners. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you see, it's like, I used to be a member of the Republican Party, but I just see where it's been going. I see who's been driving the discussion. You know, it's been really a party led by fear-mongering, by win-at-all-costs, anti-intellectual, and if you're a member of the Republican Party, and, like, you know, a serious member of the Republican Party, and, like, spouting the party line, it means that at some level, you are affiliating yourself with this anti-intellectual, homophobic, you know, Christian primarily, anti-labor, often anti-feminist. Sorry, I can go down the list, but basically bad, 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 small-minded, idiotic. It's why I'm not a member of the party anymore. I'm fairly conservative fiscally, but the party's got this whole ideal of we don't want anyone telling us what to do. We want to tell everyone what to do.
That's okay. How I live my life.
But
so I'm just saying it's not like they were born Republican. It's not like they were.
But just to say, like, all right, you're not born religious.
Republican parents.
You go into religion. So if you generalize everyone that's part of a particular religion, I mean, that's like, even regardless if it's a choice or not, you're still generalizing based on something that you shouldn't generalize on. Like, you know.
Well, no, it would be like if you're judging everyone who belongs to a religion that thinks that women are second class citizens and gays should have no rights.
So everyone who belongs to a religion.
In that case, they're belonging to a religion where one of the tenets, or at least all of the leaders, are espousing certain views and taking certain actions. Their affiliation with that religion, you know, I'm not saying, like, you see some bad Christians and then everyone who claims to be Christian is bad. I'm saying if you look at, well, just because I was picking on him the other night, that 18 or 19 or 47 or whatever it is and counting, the Duggar family, they're part of this religious movement, they call it, called Quiverful, that is very anti-feminist. So if you've got a problem with people who are anti-feminist and they're a member of this Quiverful thing that, it, like, one of its core tenets is anti-feminism, go ahead. Be down on them. They disagree with something that you believe is very important.
Yeah, but what you think is important, I mean, not talking about exactly feminism, but there are different things. Like, yes, I think gays should get married, but I can see why some people may not feel that way, and they may feel very strongly that way. But I'm not going to say that person is a bad person just because they feel that way.
I would say that person is mistaken and misinformed, but I agree with you because I used to feel that way.
You didn't used to think gays should get married?
No.
How the fuck are we friends?
Hey!
Exactly! That's what I'm talking about!
I was brought up pretty damn conservative, dude.
I was going for Noah's little thing there. Trying to bring it back.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha.
No, but seriously, how are we friends? I'm just kidding.
Don't you remember we met in PE?
No, I mean, how did I allow this friendship to continue? Not even talking about the gay thing, just the fact that you're annoying.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Hello! So, did you used to not think gays should get married because of religious reasons?
Yes.
There's just no other argument that is not religious. That's not true.
Well,
I have heard people say that somehow a gay couple cannot raise a family. Like, it's detrimental somehow, but I have yet to see figures to back that up.
Yeah.
But I think
basically what it is they've got a prejudice and they're trying to come up with a reason for it. It's like all of the people who were, you know, studying African skulls trying to prove that black people had smaller brain capacity.
But I mean,
they've got a prejudice and then they're trying to go back and prove it.
But I think if you group every Republican, you know, like think of them, they're the same, they believe the same things, that means you have a prejudice.
Yeah.
But I mean,
absolutely.
But
no, you are absolutely right. I have no problem with having prejudices. I am prejudiced for my family. I've got no problem with that. I think my family is awesome, and I would defend them quite literally to the death.
Okay.
I would defend my family to severe injury, but then I would tap out. I'd be like, ow! All right, fuck it.
All right, you fuckers are on your own. Sorry. Sorry, hot cousin Sheila.
Run, kids, run.
I just think
Tim is done.
We won't. You know, if everyone views the political party like, you know, just maybe because your whole group has these things, yeah, you're just going to say, you know, I don't think you're a good person, I'm going to group you all together. We're never going to solve anything that way.
Yeah. No, you have an excellent point there. And I think I've maybe argued a bit too far in that direction. I don't think that it is actually that, you know, all Republicans are necessarily buying the party line, because my dad was a registered Republican all the way up till the end, but he was definitely not a he hated the neoconservative movement. Anybody who said that Reagan was the best president ever, it took everything in my pacifist dad's power not to punch him in the face.
Reagan was the best president ever.
I could not see your dad being violent. I don't know.
So I think the thing is that the Republican Party, the message of the Republican Party has become so negative, so insular, basically all of the rest of the things I've already said.
Right.
That the leadership and the real, like, message makers have done that. I mean, all that shit about death panels, it's a fucking lie, but you look at all of the important, supposedly, important Republican figures spouting that out. I could not be part of that. There was no way that I would associate myself with those people. But I can see plenty of people who look back, you know, like the Goldwater era, or, you know, the party of Lincoln and say, no, we say we're Republican, we're for small government, we think that government is sticking its nose too far in. I don't care what these assholes like Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh are saying. I'm for small government. That's supposed to be a core part of the Republican Party. I'll be Republican in the same way that I say that I'm Christian, but I'm not, you know, black-hating, Jew-murdering, Inquisition Christian.
Jew-murdering?
Yes.
Oh!
Noah just hit his balls on something.
Noah.
Sounds like...
Oh, he's going to send us a picture, and I'm not going to look at it.
No, not looking at nothing. No, it's a video, and you want to look at this, Tim.
I don't think I do.
You do.
69, dude!
If someone gets impaled in the scrotum, I'm going to drive up there and impale your scrotum.
I'm watching it. Fucking ads going over video.
At least your video started.
Yeah. Oh, shit!
Damn! So it was a hidden camera trick, and the guy was starting to run away, and some bystander just did a back kick to the guy's face.
Okay, the guy just went down. Just like, boop!
Oh, then he's running with the guy. Oh, it's okay, dude. I didn't just kick you in the face. No, you kicked him in the fucking face. Oh, man. And he was so casual about it. Like, I'm just going to look this way, and then you're going to run behind me, and wow, you're going to die.
Jesus Christ.
Boot to the head. I don't know what everybody's all down on the French for with the French are pussies and all the rest of that stuff.
They fucking know karate.
French will fuck you up.
Fucking don't you throw a net on their friend and try to run away. Because they will kick your ass.
They will beat you down.
I just see it as, if I can get back to Noah's topic for a minute, sure, I just see it as a lot of times, like, how, like, sometimes I have some friends who are Republican. I'm like, how do we find common ground when we disagree on something this, like, which I consider to be somewhat a major part of what I believe in life? You know what I mean? Like, one of the basic, like, this is how I look at reality, and I see people who look at it in a different way, and I'm like, how the fuck can you see it that way without being a complete and total idiot?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, one of my in-laws, I think, voted for Bush and definitely has different views on things than I do, but...
Oh, a ton of my family voted for Bush.
But when it comes down to it, I think it was my mother-in-law. She's a really good person. If I need something, I know, you know, she will help me out. You know, she helped us get this house. You know, she's going to help me when I bought a car. So it's like, maybe we do agree on big things. I haven't really discussed it with her. But at the same time, it's like, I look at it like, okay, how does she treat me? You know what I mean? As a person. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a little selfish. Like, maybe, and well, I know she's a good person overall. She doesn't, you know, try to fuck up anyone's shit, but, you know, so to me it doesn't matter what her beliefs are as much, you know what I mean? Like, I can see that she's a good person, and she's, you know, just living her life. I don't know. I can't put more eloquently than that. More eloquent.
You can't even say the word eloquent, so I'm not
really... I know. Eloquently.
I think Noah makes a good point there, and I think there's a lot recently of... Well, recently, I think there's been a lot throughout American history of treating the two major political parties as if it's like, you know, my team and your team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, like it's, I don't know, Packers-Browns, or I don't even know if that's a major
rivalry. Don't even bother, dude.
Fuck it. So, Chargers-Raiders, that's the rivalry I know.
Someone else out there gets it, I'm sure.
Good point. Just the other two people are like, yeah, whatever.
You can say random words. It's like
fucking dingleberries and the fucktards. I don't care.
Yep, and dingleberries are always be like, oh, our team's the best. And the fucktards are always like, oh, our team's the best. Because let's be honest. Look what the Democratic Party's managed to do. Basically nothing.
I like that Saturday Night Live skit.
69, dudes!
However, I feel some people liked it for the wrong reasons.
I don't think I saw this one.
I'm really hoping that Obama saw that Saturday Night Live skit and went, fuck it, I gotta put some wins up on the board.
Yeah.
I'm starting to lose people here.
You guys probably don't watch Bill Maher, but last night he was saying that he should repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell now, because all that anger that's going on in the town halls will be redirected from healthcare, which they don't really understand, to gays, which they totally understand.
I know he's trying to be funny, but that's actually a pretty good point. Yeah, you really want to change it? I guess supposedly Obama can't repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but as the commander-in-chief, he can, like, rule that it shouldn't be enforced.
How come he couldn't repeal it?
I think it's a law.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I may be mistaken about this, but, you know, so I'm sure somebody's going to, probably Jeff, going to hop right on the comments and correct me.
Not likely. No, he doesn't listen to episodes. He just reads the blogs.
Well, good. Then we won't put this in print.
Well, last week I went on and on about statute of limitations, not realizing it doesn't apply to a convicted person, but someone corrected me on that.
I knew there was something wrong about your argument, but I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Yes, once you've been convicted, there's no more statute of limitations.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, and I guess once he pled guilty, that's it.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah, once we're down to the sentencing.
So that I was going to mention that. I was like, oh, yeah, we should talk about that. But you did. Good job, Tim.
Excellent job.
What should I talk about?
Oh, that... about that we found out that once you are convicted or plead guilty, there is no statute of limitations.
Ah, there you go. Done. I managed to work it into your topic.
That was for my wife, by the way, who was a paralegal. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, she's got quite a paralegal. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I barely know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm just spouting things.
So that was our serious topic for today.
We managed to work some jokes in there.
Not just a political debate, but a cultural debate.
A political
for Dancast 69.
I know. I thought that would be fun. I was thinking if we end up talking about religion, it'll be the complete opposite of expectations for Dancast 69. Speaking of which, today is Joe from the UK's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Joe from the UK.
Not by the time she's listening to this, but assuming she's still listening. But happy birthday to our first listener who we didn't know.
That's the nice thing about. You know, having such a small audience, basically having such a lack of success, it lets us be personal, you know. If we were a mom-and-pop shop, we'd be right on the cusp of just, you know, completely shutting down, folding the doors, not being able to pay to keep the lights on. But we know every motherfucking name that walks in that door.
We're like the Cheers of podcasts.
Joe!
Norm, good thing you drink so much. The only thing keeping us in business. Because seriously, look around this bar. It's you and fucking Cliff, and we know what mailmen make.
Don't they make
Would you guys listen
money?
To the latest Seen Unseen?
Nope.
I did. I always
did. They mentioned the Bab. Did you hear it?
I did.
And the Tankcast.
They're like, what are we, plugging everyone's website?
DVD, sir. DVD for favorite movie with a former TV star.
Yes, sir.
In it. I have Tim Babb from Tancast.com. What are we, advertising for these
We're
people
We're helping
now?
These people out,
Tim
I think.
Tim Babb,
I hope.
Go to Tancast.com.
Yeah.
Picks Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Kelsey Grammer, Joan Cusack, John Ratzenberger, Ann Potts, Laurie Metcalf, Jim Varney, Don Rickles, and Wayne Knight.
But then they stopped to repeat it again. Go to Tancast.com. Nice.
Matt, our and by our, I mean Tim's, YouTube for Tancast stuff got a huge bump when Grammar Girl linked to it.
Really?
Yeah, like a whole bunch of people subscribed to it, left a couple of comments.
That video's only got like 100 or something views, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's like...
That's not a huge bump.
100 or something more than it had before Grammar Girl linked to it.
That's not a huge bump. I'm not saying the Grammar Girl bump didn't help us out, I'm just saying...
Oh, look at Tim! Putting down Grammar Girl.
I'm just saying...
I'm saying it's huge for
the
us.
The video where I talked about taking a shit has way more than 100 views.
Yeah, but that's
because that video is Tim famous. This is Tancast.
We shit, we live, we die, we shit.
What is that from?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
But it's true.
And it's worth repeating?
Because we die and then shit. That right there, sorry to get back on religion, but...
I thought we might.
If there was a God, why do we shit ourselves when we die? That's like, hey, you're dead, and your family's got to clean up your food. That's intelligent design right there.
Because you know what, Andy? Shit happens.
Yeah.
Boom. Shakalaka.
It's like, hey, guess what? Grandpa's gone, but he left something behind.
It's your inheritance.
69, dudes.
I don't trust your freaky photo, Noah. I'm not clicking on it.
There's no nudity, Tim. Come on.
I don't care if there's no nudity. It could be something scary.
No, it's not scary. It's just weird.
It's going to give me nightmares.
No. It takes a moment.
Why is this freaky?
I don't see how... Oh, now I see how that photo's awkward. Man, that jumps out at you.
I was like, it seems like a normal family, except for the person being sat on.
Peek it out.
Except for the eye under the ass. I thought that maybe it was awkward because the baby above the eye under the ass looks like it's in the just in the process of taking a shit.
Probably. Ah, and yes to this.
69, dudes!
Sorry.
Ah, way to derail the religion debate there, Noah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you ass faggot.
Go back to it.
Oh yeah, that'll be easy now. That wasn't necessarily ass. A good thing.
See, Andy, how can you not believe when there's a god when you see that chick right there and that anime link that Noah just linked us? Or whatever, the cosplay dealy-do.
I think that evolution and Japanese weirdness can...
Evolution has no reason to make her that hot.
Sure it does.
Nope. Someone had to give it a
sure
turbo
boost. Because then she can trick guys like us out of their money. That is an evolutionary advantage.
We don't have any money.
I said guys
Wait,
like us, not
speak
us.
Speak for yourself. I have money.
You don't have any money.
Yes, I do.
No, your wife has money.
No, I have money.
Sometimes she lets you use
it. No, I use whatever I like.
Because his wife doesn't listen to this, so he can say that.
No, I really can do whatever I want. Nope. That's why I have a new iPhone.
Hey, for all of our unmarried listeners out there, here's a pro married tip number 3412. If your wife's crying, the appropriate response is not "for fuck's sake." Just tossing that out.
Who would make that mistake?
I don't know. I think a retard.
Why would you say that?
Was she crying about like television or something? Like something like, or was it something serious? And you, for fuck's sake,
punched her in the face. Why you hit me? For fuck's sake, take it like a man.
It was about the ongoing battle over whether my son, whose hair is now well into his eyes, should or should not finally get a haircut, and how much hair should be cut.
Why is she so attached to his hair?
My wife was arguing that that since she had caved on him getting a haircut, that I needed to cave on how much of the hair was getting cut. And she said, we can trim a little bit over the ears so it's not dangling over his ears, and we can do the bangs so they're not in his eyes, but we got to keep all the rest of the length.
So you're going to give him a little baby mullet?
Well, that's what I kept telling her. I was like, okay, we'll keep the length in the back so you can keep the curls if you allow me to give him a classic mullet.
You are advocating for baby mullet?
Of course! Noah. He fucking wears Crocs, dude!
Oh, there it is. Guess what time it is, Noah? You made a Croc joke, and Super Panda smote you.
Your mic is going out, Noah. It's what Andy...
Oh, is it really? I was like, happy ball, when I make the Croc joke?
Yeah, right, amazing. Great timing.
Yep. So here we pause.
Now is an excellent time to remind you that you only have till October 18th to nominate TanCast for the Podcast Awards in the comedy category.
You can also nominate us for LBGT.
No, you can't. You can only nominate us in one category. So if you do that as a joke, it'll completely invalidate your nomination.
Oh.
Ass.
Yes, okay, so nominate us in comedy. Because we're sometimes funny.
We're usually funny. Sometimes it's intentional.
Do they have a partial comedy?
No.
Semi-funny.
In fact, if you want to see, if you were curious for other things to nominate in the other categories, between me and Noah, we came up with some other suggestions. Which is to say, I asked Noah if he listens to any video podcasts or tech podcasts. I asked Andy too, but he was absolutely no fucking help.
No. I was help. I gave you a concise and true answer.
I was like, Andy, what are the podcasts you listen to? None. Fuck you, Andy. Die in a fire.
But even if I die in a fire, all my data will be safe. My porn will live on.
You dirty Republican.
Dirty former Republican. I will accept the dirty.
Once a Republican, always a Republican. You've been stained with the taint of Republican.
What? It's just like, once you wear Crocs, Andy, you always wear Crocs.
Yes.
You're a Croc sucker.
Yep, I am a Croc. No, I'm the Croc master. I am the master of Crocs. I am the Croc juggler, the Croc guzzler.
Wonder Crocs activate!
Shape of fat man.
Form of shitty shoes. Shape of shoes that will gnaw your feet off if you try to wear them on an escalator.
Is that what happens?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, apparently the soft rubber has the possibility. You know where they've got that little brush comb thing that's supposed to put your feet up off of the escalator, so... You know, your ride's over, fat person, start walking again. Apparently Crocs can get caught in there and start to get sucked in.
Wow.
They've had Croc-related injuries on escalators.
Hmm. By the way, now, speaking of Crocs, one of our listeners, Gerard,
mm-hmm.
Depardieu?
Saw some... I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
saw some kid wearing blue Stitch Crocs and thought of us. Want to make sure we mentioned it on the show.
Like there Lilo, and
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm assuming so because it was at Disneyland and Stitch was...
Gotcha. Well.
Stitch is fucking everywhere. I do not understand Stitch. I don't understand the fucking obsession with Stitch.
He's got the extra legs and a little doodly antenna thingy.
That's because you're the old guard, Tim.
I like newer stuff. I don't understand, like, I understand liking the movie. It was a good movie. I enjoyed the movie. I don't understand the fucking Stitch! Like, everything, put this on a Stitch and a hat and a fucking pants and put them all over the fucking park. Stitch! I don't get it. I was not that excited about the movie. You know what I mean?
Yes, we definitely know what you mean.
You're also not a little kid, Tim.
I'm kind of a little kid, if you think about it. And I've thought about it.
So anyways, back to the thing about the baby and the haircut.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was my wife's contention that our son having a haircut at all was her being more than fair, more than reasonable, and I needed to give some ground as well, basically, and then neuter the whole haircutting idea. I was like, no. The fact that you've decided to be reasonable does not mean that you've made a concession. It means you've accepted reality that our son needs a haircut because his hair is over his ears and in his eyes.
And what is her argument against the haircut?
That his curls are so cute. And it makes her sad to think that she...
She does know that hair grows back, right?
Yeah, I pointed that out as well.
Yes, but baby hair doesn't necessarily grow back the same cuteness. As you get older, the hair is less cute.
Yeah, as you get older. He's still young.
Oh, no, like two.
So what you need to do is cut it all off, like from the root, and save it.
Yes. That's what I keep telling her. I told her I'm going to shave it all off and let her hold it and cry. Remember?
No. You know what you should do, Andy? For her birthday or for some special occasion, mm-hmm. cut off the hair, make a little mm-hmm. wig, and she can wear it.
That would be a weird, sparse wig, because I know my kid's got a gigantic melon, but there's some scaling going on there.
You need to make a wig so that the kid can wear it.
All right, that too. That works too. So that way, when she gets older, she can go back to the good days. Come here, let me put the wig on you. I would remember you how you were.
Mom, I'm in high school. God damn.
When he eventually goes bald, as he no doubt will. Yeah.
Looking at her side of the family and mine, he's got a good chance. Good chance.
I'm surprised we're talking about this on Tancast. She listens. She's the only wife that does listen.
Oh, she hasn't listened to Tancast in a good long while.
But anyways. Doesn't mean she won't come back to it and listen to this argument.
That would be awesome if she waits like a year down the road.
It'll be months down the road, and I'll be like, oh, you can't hold that against me. I was young.
But all of a sudden, she'd be angry at Andy.
I was high.
One week, all of a sudden, I'd be like, oh, I can't do Tancast this week, guys. Why? What happened? My wife heard the episode 69, and she was expecting a lot of cunnilingus and blowjob jokes, but instead got me airing our personal business.
instead of, accepting the fact that my wife might have some strong feelings about this...
No point in hitting the brakes now, I guess. Might as well just fucking drive this car off the cliff.
Yep. As the wonderful, loving husband that I am, I told her, fine, I'm going to cut all of his hair off. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. Now I've made a concession, too. At which point, my wife started to cry. At which point, I said, oh, for fuck's sake. Listeners, learn from my mistakes. This was neither smart nor caring on my part.
That did not get Andy laid.
It does seem... I don't know. I have never had a baby. I will never have a baby. So I cannot relate to the attachment that a woman has to her child.
You really can't. It's like borderline psychosis. And it's not my wife. I'm not saying my wife is crazy.
Yes,
I'm saying... mothers are crazy, because I've seen a lot of them.
Andy was the original MILF hunter.
When I'm at work, and every time I see like a huge group of women gathered around, I know there's a baby over there.
Oh, yes.
Just cooing. Oh, and if I see a woman, and I hear him cooing, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, there's a kid.
Or it could be Tim Babb inciting the women.
No, it's not. No.
It could be.
In what, fucking bizarre world?
In fucking real life world. Anyway, you started to say?
That was it. Just like, they go crazy. The women go crazy over the children. There'll be one guy there, maybe. And I'll walk over for a second. I'm like, yep, that's a baby. I'm like, I'm going back to work.
Yep.
There are so many situations like that, though, where it's like weddings. When I got married and came back to work at the station for like 4 days before I quit, I'm like, I'm back. Bye.
Peace out, bitches.
I'm back. I'm out.
So many women asked me how the wedding was. I'm like, it was a wedding. What do you expect? Like, nothing out of the ordinary happened. Like, there was no parachuters rappelling down. Like, there was no fountain show. It was a wedding. There was a white dress. I was in a tux. I do. Then there was cake, and everyone went the fuck home. It's a wedding.
It was a shared moment, Tim.
Yes,
there was,
but like,
speeches, there was crying, there was dancing.
Yeah, and that's different from every other wedding. How?
It's about the little moments, Tim.
Every wedding has the same little moments. I don't know what to tell you.
You can say every comedy act is the same thing. They tell jokes, no. People laugh, they leave, they go home, they shit.
But it's different jokes. This is the same.
Yes, I was even saying when I was at someone's wedding about how hack the best man speech was. I was like, this is just fucking every best man speech you ever hear. Yeah, she's a good gal, he's a good guy, yada, 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 we're happy.
Are you
for
saying
them.
My best man speech was hacked, Tim? Is that what you told me?
Yeah.
I hate you.
No, you went a little bit out of the box, but not really.
Hey, my brother referenced saving the missiles for Mother Brain in my best man speech.
Yeah, see? Good one.
See? Yep. Each one, they're different, Tim. There's difference about the little moments.
No,
and
Noah can
attest, I did a good job with my best man speech for my brother.
He did.
Because Bill thought you wrote it.
Yep.
Tim.
Tim wrote this? No.
You sure Tim
didn't
write this?
Are you fucking sure Tim didn't write this?
I did text him, Tim.
Fuck you, Bill.
Oh, poor Bill.
No, but also another memorable speech at Andy's wedding, which made it not a hack speech, was the maid of honor speech.
Oh.
Or train wreck speech, as I like to call it. Like, so bad that her man at the time had to get up and stop her and then add to it and make her sit down. And I'm sad this didn't get on the wedding video, but, like, your brother was really nervous about his speech. I may have said this in Tancast before. He's like, beforehand, he's like, fuck, I need more drinks. I'm not ready to give this speech. I don't want to give this speech. I'm nervous. I'm like, don't worry about you, baby. You got it, baby. And then he gets up and gives the speech, and then the maid of honor fucks it all up, just blathering and, like, saying things that are vaguely insulting to the bride.
Yep.
And so I lean past Micah over to your brother and go, see, your speech was way better than that. And we high-fived over Micah's head. And Danelle saw it. She's like, everyone saw you high-fiving and knew exactly what you were high-fiving about.
You know what? That is okay. Because I looked out into that audience through eyes I could barely keep open and gritted fucking teeth. And I saw my internal state reflected back at me in hundreds of other faces.
What the fuck is happening?
Like, if you didn't go to my reception, you would never heard my mother call me retarded.
See, that is not... That is something you can tell. That's a story.
But I'm just saying that people don't know that those stories didn't happen if they didn't ask.
I had a good speech from you and Stephanie. Like, they mean something to me, but, like, they don't mean anything to you. Not you, but, like, generic, you know, Joe Blow person. Like, yes, there was
you
some good
speeches. You don't understand women, Tim. It does mean something to them.
Are you just now getting that I don't understand women?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain
Jesus
to you. It means
H
something to
Christ.
Them.
Christ.
Like,
that's what launched this whole conversation. You were talking about babies, and I'm talking about weddings. I'm
what
just saying. You don't need
like
to ask
details?
The guy about the wedding. How was the wedding? It was fucking great. Got out of there by 8:30, had time to watch SportsCenter. You know what I mean? That's what...
It was a special occasion, so she rolled over and gave me the naughty hole.
Oh.
It was awesome and confusing.
And awesome.
Mostly awesome.
Oh, we're so simple.
Stinky awesome. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Speaking about butt sex references, I tried to watch that show, Secret Girlfriend, on Comedy Central.
Secret or Super?
Secret.
Secret.
Oh, I haven't heard the show.
Wow, you must not watch Comedy. Well, no, you don't.
I don't have cable.
TV. Yep.
Fag.
I got an
so,
antenna
anyways.
Now, though. Anyways, I'll talk about that after you tell the story.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyways, I've been wondering why all of the video looked... Like, it all looked shitty in all of the previews that they showed, but, like, it was different shitty. Like, some of it was shitty handheld, and some of it was, like, cell phone shitty. But apparently the whole premise of the show is that you are the star of the show. You, the completely uninvolved lump on the couch, stuffing potato chips into his head, and picking the crumbs up off the chest to also stuff crumbs into head, viewer, are the guy with the ridiculously hot chicks on the screen throwing themselves at you. And the two tubby douchebags who look more like me than I imagine anyone attracting these girls possibly could are supposedly your two best friends who provide all of the actual interactions. So apparently you're a mute retard with just, like, Brad Pitt's fucking head or something.
Odd.
So I think I got about 3 minutes into that when the crazy, supposedly ex-girlfriend starts off the show by telling him that she's breaking up, well, telling you that she's breaking up with you, and that these, her boobs, and this, her vag, and then she turns around, and this, on birthdays and New Year's, they're all going away. I was like, anal sex joke. I don't think this show's going to get any funnier than that. 3 minutes later, it hadn't.
To that end, I have stopped watching The Cleveland Show after one episode. Well, one episode and 3 minutes of the next episode. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be dead someday, and I don't have to account for the fact that I wasted time watching The Cleveland Show. Click.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't even started it yet, but I'm not hearing good things.
The first episode was meh. The second episode, just the premise was so ridiculous, I couldn't even get into it. I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm done. And so I posted on Twitter. I was like, if anybody can tell me that the latest episode of The Cleveland Show was funny, I will watch it. Otherwise, I'm deleting it. And everybody said kind of like, yeah, it was the first episode was better. I was like, oh, fuck. The first episode was better? Delete. But Noah was going to talk about his antenna.
Oh, so I was going to say that I've talked about many times, and now we've finally done it. We got rid of cable when we moved into our new house, and for the most part, it's been good. Stephanie has read a fucking shit ton of books, fucking probably like 40, 50 books she's read. I don't know about it, maybe 40.
Wow.
She's into reading and shit.
No wonder you like Republicans. You're angry at her for reading.
What the fuck, how you can do reading? And then, so finally, we got an antenna, because it was like $30 on Amazon, and it works out very nicely. So I honestly can, I don't know if I'd go back to cable again. Like, I do miss some of the premium channels, like USA, kind of, but I usually can get those shows online, and which show is Nip/Tuck on? Which channel?
That's FX.
FX. I don't get FXX. So. I don't get FX.
There you go.
So when Nip/Tuck comes back on, I'll have to find a way to watch it if they don't put that online. But, you know, I think it's good. I definitely think, like, it was even better when we just had the cable. When watching just stuff off the internet. Because then you really had to be motivated to watch TV. You couldn't just sit down and pop in front of the TV and like, I'm just going to watch something random. It's like you had to go, you know what, I definitely want to watch something, so I'm going to sit down, type it in, find it. I use Boxy a bit, but I don't know, it's a hassle. I don't know, I'd rather just go to the website. Hulu has a lot of stuff, Hulu's very good. I can't recommend that enough. So yeah, you can do it without the cable, especially if you live fairly close to the antennas, which we're just, we're near them.
Yeah, I'd have to, strap one of those gigantic directional antennas onto my roof if I wanted to get, you know, like all of the over-the-air channels.
We just have a tiny indoor one, and it works out rather well. We just had to get it pointing in the right direction. And the TV I have has like a little thing where it can tell you how much signal you're getting based on the directions pointing. Like it gives like a little signal bar, and it's pretty cool.
That's very nice.
And they have sub-channels, which I did not know now. I assume it happened with the digital switchover.
Yes.
Where it's like you have 2-1, 2-2, 2-3, and they may be the standard definition channel and the high definition channel, or they may be a totally different channel, like on Fox. The main one is Fox, the other one's some Spanish channel.
Crazy.
Crazy, man.
Loco.
Crazy.
Madness, I tell you. Oh, yes, tell
sitting through commercials again is kind of annoying. Like, even watching it online is better, because they have less commercials online than they do when you watch it on television.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't want to wait, so for the commercials.
There's one thing that really annoys me with the online stuff. It also really annoys me with Comcast and with DirecTV. Like, there's just, of the three, what I think are, you know, the best distribution options, well, certainly the only ones that you can actually get, like Comedy Central and FX and all the rest on, they compress the shit out of that video. Like, I am always watching shit just annoyed at it on DirecTV. With, like, how fucking blocky, like, if you look at any of the dark areas on the screen, just so fucking blocky. Like, you watch or anything that's like one color text on another color background. So like the old Vonage commercials where they annoying as fuck music playing all the time.
It wasn't annoying. That was awesome.
I hated that. Where they had white text against a colored background, because of the compression that they had, like the text would block out Like, it would just, like, disappear. Like, one part would just suddenly shift around really quickly and come back into focus. It's just, it's like, it's very annoying. You know, they're always talking about, you know, oh, get the best picture quality on ours. No, your picture quality is shit. The over-the-air stuff is better than this.
I get annoyed when watching stuff online. It seems like it takes forever to load. Like,
well, that's because you have a shitty internet connection.
Suck on my dick. No, it happened at every internet connection I've ever had. I was watching South Park because there were two things on at the same time, so I couldn't tape it on my DVR, so I decided to watch it online. And like it would go, and in the middle of it would stop, and then it would just like sit there frozen. And so then I go to restart it would start at the beginning and then stop again, and then the entire internet would freeze, and then I had to start it over again.
There's definitely something wrong with your internet connection.
Other like, things were working.
Well, you said the entire internet froze on that computer, or just
on that computer?
Okay, gotcha. For the most part, the stuff I watch streams pretty fast.
Hulu seems to work okay, but it's when people like Comedy Central are like, oh, come to our channel and watch it. Don't watch it on Hulu.
Yeah.
I hate you. Die in a fire.
And Hulu's quality is pretty decent. Like, they have, like, a higher quality version you can get. It's not, like, super high definition, but I'd say...
Their higher quality stuff's about standard def.
Yeah, which is better than a lot of the video they put online.
Well, yeah.
Like, but even, like...
It's like...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it still gets a little bit of block. It still winds up being about the same as...
My penis.
The stuff that annoys me on DirecTV.
Fair enough.
My penis.
One thing I don't like is they're inconsistent about what they put online. Like, for example, they put How I Met Your Mother online, but not Big Bang Theory. Yet both are on the same channel. And I would think you would want to give, like, since Big Bang Theory is, you know, the newer show. Or did they come out at the same time?
No, I think Big Bang Theory is the newer show.
I would agree.
I think that comes down to, like, things that are produced by different companies for... the networks.
Oh, okay.
I think they still, you know, it's kind of like the networks are showing the show, but when the show goes into syndication, the money's going to the original producer of the show.
Okay.
Not the network that used to run it and pay for it.
Hmm.
Unless they're, you know, connected.
I think you should put everything online. I wonder if ever the standard way of broadcasting is going to go away.
You know, Ars Technica actually did a really interesting piece on that. You know, it's 1930s or 1920s or whatever the fuck TV was first invented. That basically it's the U.S. government and all of the citizens are, you know, we're giving away this really expensive, valuable bandwidth for these TV channels when, like, they're not making efficient use of it.
Like, what are other uses that we could do with it?
We could do, like, all of the, with the digital to analog, or the analog to digital TV cutover, where that freed up a whole ton of channels. And those all got auctioned off to, like, Verizon and AT&T and a bunch of smaller players. And they're going to be using them for, like, cell phone signals and other, like, high-speed wireless stuff.
Oh, okay.
If we took all the rest of the shit that's being used, I mean, especially in huge metropolitan areas that really need the space. You've heard of, like, white space transmission, right? This idea of using kind of like Wi-Fi, but fitting it into the TV channels where there's nothing on those channels.
Yeah, I've totally heard of that.
I don't think I have.
Come on, Noah. We were just talking about it, weren't we? The other day?
So it's wireless networking. It would use the same channels that TV uses, but they would use both detection, because wireless mics, like at churches and stadiums, use the same channels. It would use detection for things like that, and it would also use a map of the area to know what TV channels are actually in use, and it wouldn't operate on any of those channels. And if anything came online, they've got a system in place where, like, it would jump off of the channel quickly. Like, within fractions of a second, it would be off the channel and out of the way.
Yeah, that's basically what we heard.
Okay.
Go on, Eddie.
The idea being to fill in all the rest of the stuff, because the channel space that TV operates in, I mean, obviously, it goes a long way. It goes through walls really well. That's how you can... have your antenna indoors and watch TV, Noah. And so they're, you know, miles away from the transmitter and still getting the signal just fine. It's just, you know, the nature of those waves, they penetrate and they go far, you know, it's like a porn star.
So where would the wireless signal be broadcasting from? Like an antenna like a television?
It could be, yeah, like an antenna like a television, but, you know, Verizon or AT&T or some small startup or Clear or whatever could be using it. Or even eventually the idea is you could set up some sort of like miniature version of that at your house and have super fast Wi-Fi that, you know, goes through walls and covers your entire property and You know, you can get it in the all the way in the basement and all the way out the back porch. And
I like it.
So the idea is to use this all this white space. But then you get into places like where Noah lives, or you know, like downtown Chicago or whatever. And there's so many TV channels that there's just, you know, no fucking way they can't use any of the white space. So if we got rid of TV and, you know, did all satellite transmission or something else, you know, if somebody could come along with some other idea, and ours actually suggested some sort of like, you know, government subsidized super cheap satellite receiver.
It's very interesting. Tim didn't find so much. He's yawning.
No, sorry. Well, yes, I didn't find it interesting, so I was doing other things on the internet. I was like, you know what? Other listeners are, so I'll stop interrupting and I'll just do something else. So I found the soundtrack to The People Mover that I've been looking for a really long time, and so what you heard was me going,
oh, I thought you were yawning, like,
sweet, let's favorite that so I don't lose it.
Peek into the life of Tim.
Oh, speaking of the life of Tim, it came this week. The Star Trek uniform.
Oh,
I know, I saw the picture.
And then you came shortly after, right?
Oh, yeah.
Does it have a hole?
Engage!
Does it have a little hole for sex?
Well, it doesn't go past my belly button, so I can have all the sex.
No, because
they
knew people aren't getting laid in that costume.
Oh, yeah, they are. My shuttle bay is going to dock. It took me 3 seconds to realize that it would be funny to have my Darth Vader mask on while wearing the Star Trek uniform.
Suck it, fanboys!
Hello, I'm Captain Vader.
And did you do it?
Fuck yeah, I did. There's already a picture.
Of the starship USS Millennium Falcon.
Where's this little gay picture?
On my camera. I'm waiting to unveil it on the world and the time is right.
Okay, homo.
And he would not be captain of the starship Millennium Falcon, douche.
Yeah, he would.
Dumbass. I'm talking to Andy.
So what, you think that the Federation and the Galactic Empire are somehow cognates?
Yep.
Well, okay then. Douche.
You are the one who is the douche!
You clearly do not understand what the United Federation of Planets stands for, sir.
I just meant that. Once you've put Darth Vader in a Starfleet uniform, he is obviously that, like, the Empire Federation connection has been made, and you can't then jump to the Rebel Alliance. Dumbass.
I had assumed that you were being Darth Vader after the epiphany.
You mean dead?
Where he...
There's really not a lot of time in between the epiphany and not dead.
No, I think dead. if you watch the part where the Ewoks are dancing around going, yub nub, digag digweek dog, or whatever the fuck it is they're saying, that if you look carefully in that fire, you see a little bit of transporter beam. I think the Romulans stole the body. And then the Romulans reanimated him.
With Borg technology?
I don't know if they used Borg technology. You read the one where Shatner got got reanimated
yes,
by the Romulans?
That is exactly what happened. The Romulans and the Borg created an alliance.
Wow. I am correct in Shatner did write that, or rather, Shatner's got his name on
correct.
That one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Captain Kirk, I love you, but holy fuck, dude.
Now we've lost Noah.
I'm here.
Now we need to talk about something where Andy stops talking, because he doesn't give a shit.
Andy could talk about anything.
Talk about your blackness. All right, so figure something out. I don't know, talk about fucking my mom. You know, that makes me tune out.
We can talk about his Crocs. Like, that usually makes him stop talking for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He goes...
Crocs.
That's the last we hear of him. Until we change topics.
Why don't you go wear a fucking Hawaiian shirt and some Crocs more, you big fat faggot? Go eat something. Go eat some goldfish in your Crocs.
Poor faggots having to be associated with Andy. That's not cool.
Hey, no. I'm right down the Mickey Rourke thing. It does not mean homosexual. It means stop being a fucking faggot.
My friend Gail has a joke about that. It's like, when I say faggots, I don't mean gay people. Because I don't call gay people faggots. I call pussies faggots. Does that make sense? Like, you know, someone who tips a dollar on a $30 check, you're like, really, faggot? Really? There's more to it. I'm fucking it up, but...
Yeah, way to fuck it up. Way to fuck up someone's joke, Tim.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should just go see Gail Gramlich live, because you can see her every Wednesday at the Lucky Strike on the corner of Hollywood and Highland in... Hollywood, duh. Fucking show starts at 9:30, 10, something like that. It's free. Maybe do a little bowling before or afterwards. Good times for you. Look at that. Commercial. For no good reason.
why are you promoting someone else's show?
I was like, I would say that 95% of our audience has no way of attending. Like, oh, let me just hop on board a train to California, fucktard. I can't go to that show.
And that that train would be sailing.
No, it would not be sailing.
Whoa.
Noah found that way funny.
I did. Giggity goo.
Well, sounds like we're about to wrap up.
It does. It sounds like we're running out of steam. Quick, everybody stand on your heads and all suck each other off.
I can't stand on my head. I'll fucking pop my socket.
Yeah, I want to fuck Tim's empty tooth hole.
Ew.
Well, your penis is about the right size. Boom! Yeah. Tiny penis joke, yeah!
Well, you should know. You've seen it recently.
Oh, yes, I have. Much to my chagrin.
Oh, my God! That woman is ugly.
69, dudes!
You know, but it seems like she missed hot by a little bit.
Yeah.
I think a lot.
You know what it looks like? If you take like a picture of somebody in the newspaper and you put Silly Putty down on it and like pull it up, and you got the, you know, the inverted bit because Silly Putty picks up a little bit of the newsprint, and you just grab the sides and just stretch it slightly. She looks like somebody grabbed her face and just went,
like so close. Like you ran all that way and tripped at the finish line. It's just so sad.
Fucking tripped at the finish line and fucking landed your face in glass. I mean, like, there's something wrong with that face.
You're like, yeah, I'm winning!
Ah! Well, it's not like the girl we were talking about on the... Oh, I have to say that before we go. The unification episode, who was just unfortunate in every single way. Like, she didn't run the race. Like, she didn't even show up for race day. You know what I'm talking about? She's fat. Bad hair, bad teeth. She's fucking,
yeah,
she's not even in the race. Like, this girl got her shoes laced up during the stretches. Boogied on down the track.
I like how the thing, though, is she really going out with him. Like, maybe this is just not a good picture of her, but, like, really? Like, they seem like a good couple there. I don't see her.
So, real quick, before we go, Van sent me a text. Van from the Netcot podcast. Uh-huh. He was flying to New York, I think it was, and so he was on the plane. He was finally listening to the episode that he was on of ours. I think it was Unification Part 2. He was on both, but he was listening to Part 2. And it has the album art where I took Dagmar Metcalf, the hot news reporter or weather person from wherever Andy's area is. And,
yes. Oh, by the way, every time we see Dagmar, my wife yells, "Show us your tits!"
Nice.
It's awesome.
So that was the album art, but with Van's face superimposed over hers. And so he's listening to it, not really paying it, you know, just listening to it laughing. And the person next to him on the plane goes, "Wow, she's hot." And then he immediately tried to hide his iPod before that person realized that it was his face on top of that girl. Based on the lag time between where he listens and, you know, when we record and when he listens, he won't hear me commenting about how awesome that was for a while, but that was fucking awesome.
That's I'm just going to put this in my pocket now.
Oh, yeah, she is hot. Anyway, I'm just going to turn off my album art forever. No particular reason. Nothing to do with what you just said or the fact that you're looking. I just, hey, look, out the window. There's the clouds.
There's a thing on the plane. Something on the wing.
Ah, oh, shit, that's funny.
She's a little bit better looking, but not much.
69, dudes!
Noah is determined to find out what went wrong with God's plan for this woman.
Nope, Silly Putty face. Oh my God, the eyebrows. She looks like Groucho Marx. She just shoe-whacked those eyebrows on.
She looks evil. I think that's the problem.
Good stuff.
She looks like a Klingon who's had her forehead sanded down.
I just wanted to say, she looks like a 60s Klingon. Like, before they had, like, makeup and shit. Like, just make them look evil. How? I don't know. Figure it out. Here's a marker.
Fuck Enterprise. It was way better when Worf's explanation was only, "We do not speak of it."
Yes, because, well, never mind. We don't need to get too Trekkie two times in the same episode.
Knock yourself out. Check it up, motherfuckers. Live the dream.
Put a pin in that discussion. We're gonna test the Klingon conundrum in a future episode.
maybe 70. Tune in next week.
Who's excited? excited.
Assuming my wife hasn't gotten tired of my bullshit and murdered me. So, by the way, if she does, I want to say for the record right now, don't hold it against her. I probably deserved it.
Yeah, really. For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
Marriage tips from Tancast. Andy makes these mistakes, so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right, kids.
That was way funnier than my other two co-hosts granted laughter to.
I laughed on the inside.
I don't need your Tim. Pity laughs, you black.
I laughed deep inside.
That was rich. Rich like a delicious cake.
Or like a finely aged cheese.
I got a delicious cake for you. Cock cake.
You do?
Mm.
Cock cake.
Every time I take the baby powder and sprinkle it on my son's nether regions to keep him dry and, you know.
And just for shits and giggles?
Yeah, yeah. Every time I do it, I sing to myself, it's a piece of cake to bake a crotchy cake. Oh, I'm so simple.
Simple man with simple taste.
All right. Well, I think really that is the thesis. Everything else that we've discussed, religion and politics and people hating on each other, I think it all really boils down to Andy's a fucking retard, so...
Oh.
That's the message you should be taking out with you into the world,
and
listeners.
The banana spider gives you a mean boner before killing you.
That's good to know.
Yeah. No, you can't just present new information in your conclusion. Didn't you ever take a debating class?
No.
I did.
Clearly.
Good to know.
See? There you go. You're welcome.
The Brazilian wandering spider, also known as the banana spider.
Under toxicity.
Toxicity. Neurotoxin, broad-spectrum calcium channel blocker. Loss of muscle control. I can see where that would cause a mean boner. Pain and inflammation, intense pain, and can also cause priapism.
Can cause...
Erections resulting from the bite are uncomfortable, can last for many hours, and lead to impotence.
Oh,
you know what? I'm going to start... My wife is, like, deathly afraid of spiders. I hate other bugs, and I love that spiders kill them, but... I think I'm going to kill every fucking spider just on the off chance that it knows a banana spider. No, you know what? Every spider that doesn't look like this picture, I'm going to torture them and then put them out in the world with fewer legs on one side.
That's what
you
I was
see banana
say.
Spider?
Yeah.
See what I can do?
Because I want the word to get back to Brazil and to tell the banana spiders, you do not fuck with this guy. Yeah, you'll give me a raging hard-on, and I will use that hard-on to break off several of your legs.
That's a sight I want to see.
No, I don't want to
see
that.
Hang on, I got my iPhone. I'll take a picture for you.
Ah, bastard.
Yeah.
And so with that, we finally put some penis in this episode 69. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and Hermes.
Hermes, yeah.
Some douchebag is parked in two spaces outside.
Fucking douchebag.
Why doesn't he die? Seabass.
I think it should be legal to, like, key their car if they do that.
Probably a Republican.
Probably.
I say that because it's a big truck.
Don't drive a big truck. Buy a vehicle you can park in spaces. Oh, and don't try and park in the compact spot.
I saw a guy driving a truck. It was like one of those F-350s with the two separate wheels in the back, and it was like lifted. I mean, this thing looked like it was a moving truck that somebody just ripped the back half off.
Yeah.
I looked in at the guy. I'm like... You do not do any manual labor. You look soft as just like pillowy brown dough, sir. And I looked at the truck. I'm like, there's not a scratch on this truck. There is no tow package on this truck. Yeah. That dude just went, I need a big truck. I want a bigger truck. I want a truck that compensates for my penis.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest thing? Black dude.
And with that, I bid you good night.
Good night, everyone. So long. Farewell.
I'll be just saying goodbye.
There you go. Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 69. Remember, Tancast.com is our website where you can leave comments and read our blogs. Your mom at Tancast.com is where you can send any emails about the show. iTunes is where you can subscribe to Tancast and give us a rating or a comment. And PodcastAwards.com is where you can nominate us for Best Comedy Podcast until October 18th. So if you have done it, thank you. And if you haven't done it, please do it. And now, you've officially been 69'd by Tancast. You know you loved it, baby. Aww, yeah. Tancast.
But, Tim?
Yes?
You need to get out of my dreams and get into my car.
You're not laughing, Tim.
It's because it's not funny. What do you want from me?
When did that stop you? Who's breathing hard? It sounds like nose breathing.
You hear it again?
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
How about now?
No, I heard like a triple
noise.
How
about now?
I heard that. I hear that.
Well, shit, we're both doing it, so I don't know how it's helping.
Okay. Well, I'm sure once we're talking, you won't be able to hear
Tim,
it.
Tim, hold your breath for a sec.
I heard it just now.
Okay, it's me.
Wait, wait. Andy, hold your breath for a sec. This is awesome.
I heard it just then.
It's one of us.
It's both of us.
I'm sure once we're talking, you won't be able to hear it at all. I can just hear it because there's times where we're quiet.
All right.
And
well,
Tim will tighten up
the
production.
I know we'll be able to hear Andy's fucking mouse clicks.
Sorry.
He's like, click, click, click. That's because he steampunked his mouse. It's made out of iron and fucking steam. And
now is an excellent time to remind you that you only have till October 18th to nominate TanCast for the Podcast Awards in the comedy category.
Yes, okay, so nominate us in comedy. Because we're sometimes funny.